Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to Tailored for Success with yours truly, Sharice Taylor. Today, and I love this topic today, we are talking about mastering your mindset, how to make great things happen. You all, let me tell you, it all happens. It all goes down in the mind. First, before anything manifests, it is happening in your mind. And that's why mastering your mindset is so essential. It is critical to your success, honey. Yes, it is critical to your success. And so one of the things that we have to keep in mind, one of the first things that we have to keep in mind in regards to mindset is to watch what we entertain in our eye gate, what we're watching, what we put our eyes to look at and see, and what we put our ear gate to. So I'm talking about what you watch online, what you watch on television, what you watch on your streaming, favorite streaming channels or what have you. What are you watching? Because, you know, the mind is powerful, but we've got to feed it properly. And so, you know, what are you binge watching for real? And what type of effect is that having on your mindset? Everything that we put our eyes to look at and our ears to think at, the conversations, but that's number two, so I won't get ahead of myself. But what's in your eye gate and your ear gate on a regular basis? You know, are you waking up with the news and going to bed with the news? What are you looking at on Instagram? Well, because you control your Instagram feed for the most part. There may be some sponsored ads and things of that nature, but who are you following? When you're scrolling around, what are you looking at? Your Facebook, your Pinterest, whatever the case may be, your YouTube. What are you looking at and listening to? And that ties in with number two, when we talk about mastering our mindset, who are you keeping company with and what types of conversations are you having? Oh, boy. What? Yes, I said it. I said it. Who are you keeping company with and what types of conversations? You know, I'm adamant about my break. When I take my break, I usually, for the most part, for lunch, I like to break away. And I have, you know, quiet places that I like to go eat. You know, places that I like to go where I know I can get a good scene of Mother Nature and take a walk and take in some nature sounds and nature sights, because I want my mind to be stimulated with beauty and creativity. And nature, for me, stimulates my innovation and my creativity, keeps it sharp. Absolutely, absolutely. And so, where do you go? Where are the places that you go? The people that you see and the conversations that you are having, that's very, very, very important. Number three, what are you saying and thinking about yourself? What are you saying to yourself and what are you thinking about yourself? Well, Sharice, I don't know. Well, I'm going to encourage you to pause for the cause, the very important cause, and start to think about that. What am I thinking about when it comes to me? What are the things that I say about my possibility, my personal power, my potential? What am I saying to me about me? It's important to pause and take a look at that for sure. And then four, it kind of ties in with number one, what we were looking. But what are you reading? Are you reading? Because it's really important to infuse your mind. We don't read enough. We don't read enough. We're so busy on the World Wide Web that, you know, we don't read. And do you know that you can really reprogram your mind, feed your mind powerful things by what you read? And again, you know, tying in with number one, what we watch and what we listen to, you know, this goes for your podcast and all your audio books, you know, you Audible members. and let me say this as well, as I always love to plug in your local library whenever I can. Your local library has not just traditional books, but they have videos. Or DVDs and Blu-ray. You know, not only do they have the CDs, but now a lot of libraries have where you can rent instruments and make your own music. Come on now. But they also have free magazine services and newspaper services and database, so you can start to infuse your mind. Inject your mind with powerful, wonderful things that are going to stimulate you and have you to thinking about positive things that are going to propel you into a powerful future. So I'm asking you to take a moment and really examine the people that you keep conversation with, that you keep time with. And what type of energy do they have? Are they positive people who lift you up, who leave you feeling invigorated, rejuvenated, and ready to go? Are they people that have you depleted, defeated, and you know, ready to jump, you know? We don't want to hang around those people. We want to hang around people who are really going to push us to become better. And so when we're talking about mindset and what we're thinking, what we're putting our mind to say and do, there are a lot of course, extrinsic factors and intrinsic factors that affect that. So we have to watch it. We have to be mindful of mastering our mindset, who we're keeping company with, the things we're listening to, the things that we're reading, the things that we're looking at, because all of that has an effect on your mindset. I want you to master your mindset in the remainder of 2019 or whatever calendar year it happens to be when you listen to this broadcast. I want you to take a hold of this and start to think about how you can master your mindset. Until next time, dear friends, this has been Sharice Taylor, your Win at Work, Take It to the Top coach. Please visit the website at www.iamtailoredforyou.com. I hope to see you soon. Until next time, remember, the best is yet to come.